Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
On a Sunday afternoon. Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to hang out with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I have a great visit with Tony Epoff. He's CEO of thomasnet.com. Tony, tell us about Thomas.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Every second, an engineer, a procurement professional, or what's called an MRO, sources a product or evaluates a supplier on thomasnet.com. So we're the leading resource for industrial product and services sourcing in North America. And that data, if you will, Jim, gives us this remarkable window into the overall industrial economy and, frankly, affords me the opportunity to come on shows like yours to talk about some of the trends that we're seeing.
And over 130 years old now?
We're now celebrating our 123rd year, still in family hands, no outside investors, no debt on the company. It's really awesome. A remarkable American success
That's
story.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's a great story. When you go, you guys aren't public, right? When you go public, I want to know about it. So,
yeah, well, I think we may have a ways to go. If I don't know that the families are interested in that, but I'll make sure.
You be sure to put me in, get me in on the IPO there. hey, Tony.
Yeah, they call it friends of, right?
Yeah, exactly. So recently, I guess it was last week, there was Manufacturing Day. Of course, around here, you know, they also had Small Business Week last week, which they make it a different week every year. And so when they started moving it around, I just disengaged from that and said, you know, every week, every day is Small Business Week. So around here, every day is Manufacturing Day. But what's important what's the news that we would celebrate on a Manufacturing Day today?
Yeah, I think there's so much happening here, Jim, but let me give you the big headlines. The big headline, without question, is around reshoring. And you and I have touched on this in your program before. So reshoring, for those that aren't familiar with the term, is exactly what it sounds like. It is the bringing back of manufacturing to America from previously having offshored or outsourced some manufacturing to a foreign country. This has been happening, Jim, for the better part of a decade, and this is an untold story. It should be told more often. But what has happened in the era of COVID, supply chain disruption, and tariffs, this is accelerating dramatically. So 69% of manufacturers, nearly 70%, are extremely likely to reshore. In February, when that survey was done, it was 54%. So this is the biggest opportunity American manufacturers, Jim, have had in 70 years. So that's probably your big headline here, right?
I want to unpack that a little bit, though, Tony, and from the standpoint of what we were just talking about, and I'm going to couch it in some research that was done a year ago for small businesses before coronavirus, and that was that small business owners said that they could grow more than they are and would grow more than they are if they could find the employees. Their big problem was not cash. It wasn't health care. It wasn't taxes or regulation. Their number one problem was not finding enough people. In the last segment, you told us about all the manufacturing jobs going wanting. It became evident to me that the economy last year, believe it or not, was being held back in America because we couldn't get enough people to do the jobs. If we reshore all these jobs and all this manufacturing and we can't find the people, that's a problem. That's a defect. What do you think?
Well, it was a problem before, Jim, this accelerated. So by definition, it is a problem as it accelerates, right? When you run the math on it. And we talked before about programs like STEM and other things that are being done. But I also think there's another component to this that's critically important, and that's about finding a way to understand modern manufacturing today by the average person. And people say to me, well, Tony, why does that matter? I think it's a huge issue because you know, what influences young people at in grade school is their parents. And if I, as a parent, think little Tony's not going to go into manufacturing because it's grimy and dirty and you can't make a living and it's a horrible business and all the good jobs have been offshore, which is 100% inaccurate. But if I believe that to be true, then I don't care whether my kid's studying STEM or not. I'm going to guide them into other areas of life. And I think that's the a little bit, Jim, of a missing link. We need to shine a light on the modern, vibrant, incredible career opportunity that is today's modern manufacturing industry right here in the United States.
Well, there's no question about it. And when, you know, when there's that, that, Paul Simon song, you know, when I think back on all the stuff I learned in school, it's the wonder I can think at all right now. You know, when you think about all the stuff you learned in learned in a liberal arts school that's totally useless now, didn't help at all. I would have been better. I would have been better off taking another chemical, another biology course or something. And this, what you're saying is exactly right. We've got to get a handle. We've got to align our marketplace with our education. That's the problem. That's what you guys are trying to do.
Yeah, Jim, I think you and I were talking on the break. Isn't it really that fusion, right? So if I've got the technical side of this, I need to understand how to communicate my ideas, how to lead teams of people, how to communicate with customers, how to close business deals, how to understand cash flow,
right? Exactly right.
Conversely, right, I've got to have that technical training as well.
Yep, it's a new world, folks. And don't forget, I like to remind you, we're in the third decade. The third decade of the 21st century. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to see if I can get Tony to talk to us about redundancy. After the break, 10 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.